From the archives of the Sault Ste. Marie Public Library. Think back to the 1970s. Do you remember the nightlife in and around Sault Ste. Marie? Why did you choose certain places to visit and dine? Was it the people you expected to see, the great food you were served, or was it because of the entertainment and ambience? Perhaps you are one of the people who enjoyed all of these elements at the Airways Motor Hotel's Boots and Saddle Lounge and all that it once was. There's no doubt that many locals have many happy memories of this lively, happening establishment. Built with character, it attracted characters too. In 1972, Howard Avery began construction of the Airways Motor Hotel. The Swiss-style hotel was constructed on the corner of Second Line West and Airport Road, featuring a rustic design that suited the surrounding area of the Canadian Shield. The large structure featured a mansard-style roof with oak bark shingling and balconies with wrought iron railings. The main part of the building housed a large dining room and snack bar, a lounge and a couple of meeting rooms. Historical elements were deliberately incorporated into the feel in the lounge. Old buggies were suspended from the high ceilings in the Boots and Saddle Lounge. A McLaughlin buggy, which was manufactured by the McLaughlin Carriage Works, came from the Echo Bay area. The Democrat buggy with a cutter originally came from the Marcoux brothers on the Airport Road. Both buggies were believed to be from the early 1900s. The beams and trusses inside the lounge were BC fir and came from a mine in Elliott Lake. The biggest beam, situated over the bar, was hand-hewn and came out of the first post office in Cora Township. Other decor within the lounge consisted of riding saddles and horse collars from Chattanooga, Tennessee, with a couple of pairs of riding boots to add to the look. It took roughly a year and a half to complete the structure, with the official opening taking place in April 1974. In 1976, Howard Avery also had a plan to build a ski hill across the road, hoping that skiers would make use of the hotel section of the Airways. Blasting of the Precambrian rock even took place, but the plans for a four-sloped ski hill never transpired. For nearly 20 years, this establishment offered multiple, big names, in the country and Western music industry. Although situated 10 kilometers west of the city, the Airways Boots and Saddles Lounge drew many visitors and famous entertainers. Top country and Western musicians were booked sometimes 6 nights per week. Throughout the 1970s, many well-known recording artists were sought. Primarily, the acts were from Nashville. The first well-known performer was Farron Young, who drew crowds that packed the lounge for 2 nights in a row. Other performers included Del Reeves, Charlie Pride, Conway Twitty, Kitty Wells, Tommy Cash and the Tomcats, Billy Thundercloud and the Chieftones, Tim Daniels, Dave Burton and Gord Honeyman, and Joni Lee, the daughter of Conway Twitty. The music was primarily a Nashville sound, with influences of other genres of music making the Airways a favorite place for those looking for the always popular country and Western sound. In addition to the hired acts, a most entertaining event was held every Thursday night. The Gong Show was a wildly popular event that brought in packed crowds of unabashed, enthusiastic participants, singers, and comics alike. The show was entertaining for everyone. If the performance was favored, then resounding applause could be expected. On the contrary, if the performance was not so impressive, a member of the audience took the liberty of heading for the gong, as the strike of the hammer would then make a raucous sound, leaving the performer no choice but to leave the stage. It was all in great fun, and at times, it was said to be even better entertainment than what was brought in from Nashville. In 1980, a $12,000 mechanical bull was purchased to add a livelier element to the establishment, even while, in the United States, lawsuits were being filed over such contraptions. El Toro, the mechanical bull, was purchased from Gillies Bar in Texas. Inspired by movies such as Urban Cowboy starring John Travolta, the same level of popularity for the bull was hoped for at the Airways Motor Hotel. A 20-second ride on the bull was a guarantee to challenge a rider to some rigorous spinning and bucking. Riders were requested to sign a waiver stating their ride would be at their own risk and that the hotel would not be liable if an injury did happen. There were 24 foam mattresses placed around the bull to break any falls and to ensure more riders would be enticed to take the challenge. Of course, the ride greatly depended on the operator, who controlled the switch and could select speeds from 1 to 9. Proving extremely popular for its stay at the Boots and Saddles Lounge, by June 1981 El Toro had been ridden approximately 4,000 times. In January 1982, The bull was off and running once again, when it was sold to the Ski Hill Chalet in Wawa. The Airways changed ownership throughout its history, but in September of 1990, the hotel closed with the demolition of the building occurring during the spring of 1992. High taxes and the enforcement of drinking and driving laws ended the popularity of the establishment. The numerous country and western acts and the unique western-themed memorabilia created the closest likeness to Nashville in this area. The best years for the iconic establishment happened in the 1970s. As the saying goes, all good things must come to an end. Each week, the Sault Ste. Marie Public Library and its archives provide Sault Today readers with a glimpse of the city's past. Find out more of what the public library has to offer at www.ssmpl.ca and look for more Remember This? Columns here.